November 15th, 2017, it's Watt from Pedro Show. Watford Pedro show. Hey, brother man.
Yeah, right. Hello.
I got kind of a haze, but it's going to burn off. We're talking middle of November in the 60s, right?
Yeah, and I'm still hitting the Gaffey Pool for the aqua class. Yeah, it's not too bad.
Now, do you hike up there?
No, I've been cruising.
Okay, yeah. Where do you park, on Gaff?
I park up by your prac pad. There's like a little handicapped spot right there. They just added afternoon class, too, so you may be seeing more folks
is that
up
right?
There.
Oh, that's so right, because with your hip.
One goes 10:30, and Tuesdays, Thursdays, one goes 3 o'clock.
And some of this is your therapy.
Yeah, my little rehab trip.
Rehab. Brother Matt, good people, has had a hip.
Got new rehab. Parts. New parts.
New parts. New parts on new parts. Too,
so yeah.
Hopefully we don't wear. We started the show off with the theme from John Coltrane when he was with Miles Davis, a little live tune there. And then all the way from Buck Fastley, England, through the magic of those engineers in Estonia, Skype. Now being mishandled with Mr. Gates and his microshite, I think, in the spirit of our guests, Neil and Dan, Tripper.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce your last name? Is it Ewart?
Ewart. It's actually a Scottish surname.
Ewart. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Almost like Stuart.
Yeah, Stuart, but with Stuart.
Maury Connell. The abbreviated version. Good people, I got. I've only known, and not very well, but on a musical sense, very well, because I watched every fucking tune they played with El Sonido de Marinayo at the Cavern Club, the new reconstructed, re-energized because the fire almost gutted them out last year. Was it the end of September? Yeah.
It was. Yeah. Around then.
Right, and we got to share the stage. Brother John put us both together, and through that providence, I got to meet them. And I always try to see the bands that are playing.
Mm.
And these guys were the first off out of the gates. And we heard Cause Effect / Effect from Tripper, and I guess their brand new EP, four song EP, which has got a Brother Mathis artwork is pretty intense. It's got a little kind of bowl with eyeballs.
Uh-huh.
People are checking them out. Eyeballs are much bigger than they are. And so Neil and Dan, this is the guitar singer man and the bass player. We're missing the other guitar man and we're missing the drummer.
Yeah, we've actually got some news as well. We've got another member now as well. Like,
so you're a five-piece.
Five-piece now, yeah.
And who's the new member?
We got an old friend called Oz who's joined to help with some vocals.
Okay. Now, you're on the guitar and Dan's on the bass. Dan, really good bass.
Yeah.
I was,
very much.
Yeah, I was very, I gotta admit, I'm a little prejudiced. First dude I look at, the first dude I check out is the bass. And what I'm thinking in my mind, and this goes way back to Minutemen days, is like, well, it's not the Voidoid, so we probably didn't write the song. Mm-hmm. So, now what would I do in his place? What kind of bass part would I, and this is what I would do. I would pretend I was in the bass man's place, and I'd be writing what I would be hearing the rest of the band doing in my head while the gig's going on. It's a tricky thing.
Yeah.
And all these years later, this is still what happens to me. And you guys have a very syncopated thing with the guitars. It's not really licks as far as melodic things go. It's more rhythmic, like everybody's playing drums. And it's really neat. Everybody, they've parted it out, so it's like the drum set where there's a tom, there's a kick, there's a snare, there's cymbals, there's a fucking hat.
Yeah.
And,
definitely.
You know the old name for the hi-hat, right?
What's that?
It was the sock cymbal.
Yeah,
because that's where it was. You never hit it with the sticks. You've heard it in some, if you remember some old music, you've probably heard of 30s jazz or something.
That
he worked it with a pedal. And then somebody thought of putting it up on a stand so you could play it with the sticks. And supposedly this is how Miles Davis loses his voice. He's already hoarse and he's in the studio with Philly Joe Jones. He's trying to tell him how to get the sock symbol right. And
I think
Philly Joe is on the shit or something. It's not working. So Miles fucking hollers himself permanently hoarse.
Wow.
So that's something to remember about the saxophone. So, look, I'm going to start with you, Dan, because of my prejudice. What's your first, your earliest musical memory?
Oh man, earliest musical memory. I probably listened to Kid Creole and the Coconuts.
New York City.
One of my
mom's
vinyls.
Yeah.
Okay. So me and my brother used to sit and listen to that quite a lot on a vinyl player. That and Tubular Bells by Mike Oldfield.
Also known as the theme to The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Me and D. Boone saw that the first week it came out here in Peter at the Warner Theater. And I'd never seen a young woman cuss like that. I guess it's actually Cambridge, but man, that blew our fucking mind. And also, a dude had an epileptic fit in the lobby. We never saw that before.
Whoa.
So it kind of went in with the movie.
Man.
Yeah, it was a trip.
Wow.
Okay, so this is at the house. Now, does anybody make music at the house, or are they just listeners?
Just listeners, really, my family. My dad was a bit of a guitar player.
Was there a guitar in the pad?
Say again?
Was there a guitar in the pad?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Yeah, my dad had a Strat and stuff, so just kind of, he taught me how to play a few things on the guitar, but my fingers were too small, and I couldn't reach anything, so I started playing keyboard instead.
Ah, so there was a keyboard at the house? Did your pop play in bands?
No, he never got around to that, but he was quite an accomplished guitarist, you know, he got to where he needed to be, but he never picked up playing in a band.
Okay. But there's a keyboard sitting around the house, what, an organ or a synthesizer or a piano?
Oh man, yeah, just a crappy little Yamaha keyboard,
okay.
But it was great for me. I loved it. I used to play on that thing all the time.
Ah, so, and nobody got you into this. You just wanted to do it. He wanted to get you into guitar.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, like, you know, my parents were always big into, like, you know, Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and The Who and, you know, all those kind of classic rock bands.
Sure.
And I remember kind of growing up and seeing, like, clips from The Wall on TV and stuff, and it really kind of had a big effect on me.
What about school? Dan, what about school? Did you do music in school?
Yeah, I did music in school. It was like the one thing that I was kind of good at and kind of paid attention and sat still for.
What instrument?
And, yeah, it was good. It was kind of but it was always kind of classical music approach, you know? Like, they didn't really have much space for people who wanted to make a load of noise and kind of, you know, trash about on the guitar.
What instrument did you do?
Guitar, yeah. When I was in school, I did guitar, yeah.
Okay, so you're like in a band playing, what, like classical nylon string?
No, I kind of pushed for the electric. And I mean, it's crazy because it was only, you know, early 2000s, right? But still, electric guitar was a bit too much. It was a bit racy. So so me and my friends kind of started up a band called Pen 15, you know, as you do when you're about 12. And we used to play in my friend Johnny's garage.
All right.
Make a whole load of racket and do Metallica covers and stuff like that. But
now you're talking about your parents' records. What was the first record that you bought yourself?
I think it might have been The Offspring, Americana. I think that might have been the first thing I bought.
Orange County. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you remember your first gig?
Yeah. I went to, I think like first proper gig, I went to see a guy called Craig David. I'm losing credibility points big time now, but yeah, there's a dude called Craig David, and I went to see him when I was quite young, and then the next one was Muse.
So you went and bought the Craig David record. I'm sorry, I'm not I'm not enlightened enough to know.
I'm going off the beaten track here into bad R&B music from the UK. it's not good, but yeah, Muse was the next one, and yeah, that was my first experience of, like, a proper gig, I think.
Okay. What about gig you played?
Oh, first gig I played. I played a Battle of the Bands, and our band was kind of, our name wasn't kind of set in stone, and it turned out a guitar player changed our name at the last minute to Des Lynam and the Cats, who's a football announcer from the kind of 90s, So that was a surreal experience. But yeah, that was my first gig in like a school hall. So yeah, lots of young kids and just
you were
kind
the
of,
backup
you know,
band for a soccer announcer.
Yeah. So it's kind of hard to explain.
Okay.
Like he's kind of like Don Cherry, you know, but like for soccer.
Don Cherry, the pocket trumpet guy with Ornette.
I wish. No, the Canadian dude. The hockey announcer.
I don't know.
Bob Miller for us. We get
Neil,
Bob Miller for here.
Neil Young, his daddy was like the fucking Howard Cosell of rock in the 60s, 70s. Yeah, he wrote a book called Me and My Son Neil, because Neil Young will not talk about his father when he passed away. He wouldn't talk about him. So he wrote a book called Me and My Son Neil. Anyway, I got to clear something up for me, Dan. Guitar was the strings were too little, so you went to keyboard. But then you went to guitar again in school. But when I saw you, you were playing bass.
That's right, man. Yeah, yeah.
Tangled webs did you weave?
These guys asked me to come on playing bass and synth, and you know I love playing in bands, and you know, these guys, actually, funny enough, you asked me about first gigs and stuff. These guys, a lot of their bands were the first bands I went to see when I was younger, so I was just so happy that they asked me to come and play with them, and I hadn't been playing music recently, so I jumped straight in and went and bought myself a bass. And
so you're brand new at bass. You're brand new at bass. See, this proves my theory that somebody who's brand new on bass can play Righteous, because there's something about that instrument, because of the physics, the laws of it. Playing too much is always terrible.
Mm.
Even Stanley Clark, I just read this thing where Stanley Clark said anybody can do a bass solo. Now, writing a good bass line, that's hard. That was Stanley Clark said. This is a guy who told fucking Charlie Mingus, I don't need to learn that. Take the A train. probably wouldn't say that nowadays. That's Righteous, Dan. I'd love to hear that, man. Now let's get on to you, Neil. What was your earliest music memory?
My earliest musical memory.
It's echo.
That had a lasting effect on me was probably going to work with my dad in his work van, and he had it was when back in the days of tape cassettes. So
cassettes.
He had a blank tape in his van, and I always used to say, Dad, can we put the loud music on? So we'd put the loud music on, and we'd go to, drive down. He was, a window fitter for houses.
Yeah.
So, double glazing. When that first came out,
glazing.
Like, so I used to go and, help him, and mainly just drink cups of tea. And I was only, a little lad, so I just asked for this, Dad, can I have the loud music on, please? And then he would put his tape on, and then in the end it turned out, and I never knew who it was until maybe years later, but it turned out to be Rush. So we used to listen to a compilation of Rush songs over and over and over. Yeah.
Okay, next question. So was there any musical instruments in the house? Was there any in the van?
In the van, none in the van.
What about at the dashboard? Did your pop play?
Imagine to be a drum kit, maybe. I'd be like a Neil Peart kind of drum kit surrounding me in the van, imaginary.
Yeah. But what about at your dad? Did you have a piano or a guitar?
We had the basic kind of stuff in the house. Nothing massively musical in the house until.
Yeah, but what is basic stuff? I mean, that could mean butane torch, classified.
Yeah. Yeah. We had kids kind of keyboards, things like that we'd mess around on. Bon Tempis.
Bon Tempis?
Things.
Good times?
Yeah, things like that. Yeah.
Isn't that what Bon Tempis?
Yeah, Bon Temps Roulé.
Yeah.
That's a good time to go.
The little three blind mice tune over and over and over until my parents would take the batteries out.
So anyway, do you remember the first record you bought? Yourself?
The first record I bought, it was actually probably a tape again from, there used to be a really cool record shop in Plymouth called Rival Records that's sadly no longer with us. And my first tape from there was probably Pavement, Wowie Zowie album.
Okay.
And I took it home and listened to it over and over and over. And my favourite track was a track called Grounded. The tape got chewed up, and it was on a Sunday, and I couldn't get. That's when shops in the UK never opened on a Sunday.
Oh, I remember that when I first used to tour. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except. And I met this guy. He had a band called this Corner Shop.
Yeah, this
guy told me his daddy came from Pakistan and opened up a store, and they were the only cats, and I remember this when I first went over with Minutemen. They were open on the Sundays.
A great crack. Yeah. Was it Brimful of Asher on the 45? That one.
It was trippy, yeah. It was with Porno for Pyros. He had a skinhead guy playing sitar. It was kind of mixed up band. It was really good.
Yeah, it was really good. They were, I think they were from like where I was born in Manchester.
Okay.
I think that's where they were based.
He's a really nice guy. I remember his mother passing away during that tour, and it was really heavy for him.
Oh, no. Never nice.
I think that's what that song is called about. I remember when it happened, he told me.
Yeah.
But anyway, how did you get on the guitar?
My dad, my parents separated when I was a teenager. So I was at home with my dad a lot, and I kind of like stayed in the house a lot. I didn't really socialize much. And my dad bought me a guitar. I said that I want to learn guitar. And so my dad bought me a guitar like by surprise one Christmas. And I had some lessons, and I was just like, this is the best thing in the world. And I never let back, really.
What was it, electric guitar, or was it acoustic guitar?
Yeah, it was an old, like, really heavy, solid body electric guitar, like a Westbury make, I think.
So probably an amp came with it?
A tiny little Gorilla practice amp, which I've tried to trace, because I love that amp. And I think I just gave it away to someone when I was a lot younger. I've tried to trace them since just to get like a little practice amp that like equivalent to that for like memories.
Now what did you do? Did you start writing songs right away, or did you try to copy stuff off records?
Me and like a few school friends were like straight away we were trying to write songs. I've still got the lyrics of them somewhere, which is pretty interesting to read.
Big influences on you guys?
Pardon?
Big influences?
Big influences back then, all the classics, kind of like I say, Pavement, Sonic Youth. We had like a friend who used to live up the road from us, and he used to see us like carrying guitars. He was probably, so we were like late teens, so like 18. He was probably like early 30s at the time.
Oh, old man.
And he kind of like got talking to us, and he was like, hey guys, have you ever heard of bands like Fugazi, Pegboy? And we were like, who?
Pegboy.
And so he lent me, again, a tape. It's like a theme going for this. Tape cassette, and I took it home, and it had Steady Diet of Nothing. And it had a Pegboy EP where they're playing golf on. I can't remember what it's called.
They used to be Naked Ray Gun. It was a singer. You know what a Pegboy was?
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes from around where you live.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
it was
right.
Not a good job. You didn't really want to get that gig in the band. Look, I'm going to play Engage, Wasting Time right now, okay?
Thank you. Africa Maramote. Dana Maramote. Bila Buya Maramote.
This is our own need. In fact, it's a fine line between that serotonin, oxytocin, brain gas, and clinically diagnosed insanity. But this is about love that's real.
This song is dedicated to everyone in this room. I hope everything's gonna be okay.
About it, 'cause I got no doubt about it.
you very much.
Wife from Pedro Show. We heard Engage, Wasting Time, Dripper from their first EP. Then Malem Mahmoud Ganya. I got turned on to this guy by Marco Serrato.
Oh, yeah, last week's guest.
Yeah, he was telling me about this guy from Africa who does jams. And then we had Marco Serrato with Borja Diaz, Coleman Webster, Ricardo Tejero in La Bajos, Sterile Jets out of Long Beach, brand new, Soliloquy of a Heartbroken Loner, and Spain, brand new, that's Josh Aiden will have.
Oh, cool.
Next month. I'm Still Free Live, Kurt Stifle and the Swing Shift, that's Kurt from the Nip Drivers, brand new project you did with Paul Rossler.
Oh, cool.
The Rant is Due. And Breakfast Cowboy with Union Song, congratulations, they're out of Portland, and finally Tripper with Interconnected. Both your journeys through music were intense. How old were you both when you met each other?
Me and Dan, we knew each other like years ago. When I was in the band The Once Over Twice, which I think I sent you a track of.
Yeah, we'll be listening to that in the third hour.
Yeah, we used to play together because Dan was in a band called Elliot Whale Boy. And you used to play like samples and stuff then, didn't you?
Yeah.
Like loads of keyboards, kind of crazy samples, using lots of pedals and things.
And how long are we talking? How long ago?
This was like early noughties, so maybe like
25 years ago.
I'd say.
Maybe a bit later.
Maybe 20 years.
Okay. It's okay. Yeah. Speaking of time, we're at the end of the first hour. November 15, 2017 edition, Waff Peter Show, special guest, Neil Dan from Tripper. Hold tight for hour two.
Yeah.
November 15th, 2017. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
死んだのなら死骸があるべきなのにそれが一つも見つからない。これはどうもキノコが原因らしいんだ。
Rock from Pedro Show. We start off the second hour with Tripper doing All the Heartache from their new EP. Then we heard Mold Omen. What a name. Mold Omen.
I knew
just
it.
Choose two words.
Right? Yeah. It could have been mold.
I told you.
He couldn't even mold. Mold Omen.
Omen is mold.
And then the name of the song, Column for Cloud Rest. Talks like that, man. Then we had Jimmy Rosso, great label. God, I can't remember the names now. Bear? Something about a bear. Anyway, a lot of great bands off this label. Jimmy Rosso with Ripped. Kira Mecki with Take It or Leave It. Forofo? How would you pronounce this, Brother Matt? Forofo. Forofo?
Forofo. Yeah.
Okay. With Hamus and Pedida. I don't know what the fuck that is. Maybe that cat in,
Boporijo.
Cat in France. What's it called? Magma? Where the guy just invented his own language? It's like, fuck. Okay, Falling Out of Trees, Falling Down Hills by WizKid. And finally, Consolation Prize Fighter. With We the Elusive. I guess this was one of your earlier bands, right, Neil?
Yeah. This is where Oz came. Oz is like in the band in Tripper now. He used to play trombone.
He's working the bone.
Yeah,
we got a postcard somebody gave us in the boat, and it's got a guy all sweaty with the bone, and it says under there, "You've just been boned."
Perfect. It's going to say, "Can we send it a saxophone, please?" And he's like, "It's a trombone."
And you know what? Even more important than that, it's although the berry's there, but it's fucking bass clef. Let's talk about Tripper. How did Tripper get together?
Basically, we were like...
You had to say basically, right?
gig. You know the band Pile?
Pile.
You know the Pile? Yeah, P-I-L-E.
Pylon, I remember them. The Pile is usually what is the result... After some hard work on the throne.
Some Gomer.
You end up with a pile.
It's a crazy name, but they're an awesome band. Pile.
That's okay. Gomer Pile.
Basically, we went to see them in Bristol. It was myself, Rossi plays drums, and John guitar.
Ah, was Bristol... Bristol was the big town you would go to, right?
Yeah, that's basically... it's Exeter where we play together.
Sure. Because I know Bristol from a pop group.
Yeah.
Kids at Bristol are sharp as a pistol when they do the Bristol stomp.
Is that right? Well, pop group was huge influence on Minuteman. They're from the late 70s.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so you went and saw a Pile. In Bristol.
We went to watch Pyle, and we'd all been friends from like say the late 90s when we first started playing in bands together. Rossi was in a band called Serenity playing drums, and John was like in a few like really angular bands, like well into Sonic Youth, things like that. So we'd known each other for quite a while, but we'd never actually as a pat me.
Oh, yeah.
John. Me and John have played in bands together before, but me and Rossi had never played.
When you say angular doesn't mean math rock, does it?
No, it means like more like playing
geometric guitar, rock?
Screwdrivers and things like that.
Oh, with screwdrivers, like Sonic. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, kind of really experimental stuff.
Okay.
And so we were kind of like, we just watched Pyle, so we were pretty inspired, and we'd had a few beers.
I gotta check Pyle out then.
Yeah, they're awesome. I think you'd enjoy them.
And they're still around, right?
Oh yeah, they're kind of getting really kind of popular. I think they've just played with. I think they're on tour, or they're due to go on tour with Converge soon. I think around the States.
So you're telling me you saw this gig, you drank some beers, and
you said
let's make a Pyle band.
We were like, let's do a band.
Okay.
I wasn't playing at the time. So I was like, yeah, I need to do something musical. So we kind of started up jamming. And then Dan, kind of, you were in London, Dan, were you?
Yeah.
For a while. And then Dan came back down to Plymouth, because I was still in Plymouth at that time, living there. Dan came back down, and we were like, we need a guy who could understand this kind of attitude and band. And John, who plays guitar, was like, well, Dan's back in town. So we gave Dan a shout, and he was like, fuck yeah.
You know, so, I know that Thin Lizzy song.
Yeah, Dan is back in town. That's the scene.
So that's why you brought in. That's why you brought Oz in on guitar, so you can get those Night Ranger dually solos. No, the Thin Lizzy had Thin Lizzy, and actually before Thin Lizzy, even Black Oak Arkansas, they were dueling, and even Blue Oyster Cult was doing dually guitars way before fucking Night Ranger.
Oh yeah,
so you guys can hear that all.
I'm kind of sat next to Dan now, and if I look at him with squinted eyes, I can see Phil Lynott.
You know what? I heard that you actually, it's Lynott. Somebody
Lynott, told me, yeah.
You actually say Lynott.
Mm.
I never knew that. I got to see them. He had a chrome, this is for Dan. He had a chrome pick guard, Dan, so he could like shine the lights right in people's eyes. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Because you like to, what I noticed, Dan, when you play, you like to manhandle the bass. You know, you shake it around with both hands and shit.
That's
very, very cool. What do we call that? Stagecraft.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, work in the room. Okay, look. This is a very important part of the show. We'll talk in a little bit, but for right now, we got Brother Matt's Spin Cycle.
Cool.
Pleasure. devil's corner.
Their song, Hindu god is Krishna and their wife name is Radha. The Krishna this time to everybody give to power. Their song now is for very old and traditional god story.
Molly is 91, born and raised right here in San Pedro?
No, it's San Pedro. Go ahead and put your Spanish accent on it, but it's always been San Pedro.
We get upset when you call it Pedro.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Locals don't like it.
No, locals don't like it. Matter of fact, I can be watching the news, and I hear one of the news reporters say, well, in San Pedro, and I'm like, oh, no, no.
Next channel. Turn the channel.
Turn the channel, right. Go to KNX, yeah.
Is it San Pedro or San Pedro?
If you live here, it's San Pedro.
San Pedro.
San Pedro.
Yeah,
it's Pedro.
Okay. It may be incorrect, but you know, that's what we call it. Yeah.
No matter what foreign element has come in here and changed it, it still goes back to San Pedro.
In fact, some locals told me, if you're from here, you can leave off the San.
We don't say San Pedro. It's Pedro. Where are you from? Pedro.
Oh,
it's just
okay.
Pedro. When people say they're from Pedro, we know they're local.
San Pedro, San Pedro.
Pedro all the way, dog.
And it's good to know that at least one of my local experts has the credentials to back up what he says.
We have good school here. I have a PhD. It's a Pedro High Diploma.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, for what little exclamation.
Yeah, I want to. I want to know what inspired you, what motivated you to do what you just did to us.
Well, I didn't have any tripper, but I had some tipper. So that's how it started off.
So you had to get some R in there.
And we got some Pedro. Got a little Pedro in there. Got a little some mashup.
Yeah, very good, Brother Matt. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.
It was bitching to take that ride. And I've been jonesing on Spin Cycle for a while. Now, back to Dan and Neil here in,
hey.
in Buckfast Lee.
Yeah. Love,
I want to try that juice.
Buckfast Lee is near Plymouth. And here's the trippy thing. Just a couple days ago, I found out about this stuff called Buckfast, which is not wine up from a grape, but like a Kool-Aid, like Boone's Farm. Huh? I mean, you put the fucking Kool-Aid with the
Thunderbird,
Tyrolia. And then you dump in like 20 cups of coffee. So people get fucked up on this shit. Anyway.
You realize people drink that around it.
yeah. That people not just it's Econo too, right? It's made. I guess it's a monastery where it's made.
Ah, it's religious.
It's like a monastery, spiritual, an abbey, like
spiritual experience.
Abbey, basically, that's where the place is named after.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's massive abbey. And people, it's not breakfast. It's buckfast. So wait till after work till you start.
Right. You might have it on your cornflakes.
Okay, let's get back to tripper. What was the first tripper practice like?
First tripper, we had like kind of riffs going around our heads because we'd already sent them through the emails and things like that. The magic of WhatsApp. we'd sent like recordings to each other of like guitar riffs. So we had some kind of ideas. And we recorded the stuff pretty much soon on those tracks that you played.
Before you did any gigs. Before you did any gigs.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. So
it's funny to like get them down because before the bands I played in before we've written some tracks and never got around to recording them just for time or expense and things like that. We've got like really rough recordings, but nothing properly down. So I just wanted to make sure this time we like document everything properly in good time, you know?
Proper.
Yeah.
Yeah, proper. I like that. Yeah, you know, the, what's his name? Not Ham Band, Sleaford Bod, right? He does proper gigs, this guy Jason and Andrew. They do proper gigs.
Proper gigs, yeah.
No bunk. Nothing improper.
Two people divided by a common language. Okay, but what I was asking, Neil, and Dan, maybe you can help. What was the first tripper practice like?
I can fill you in a bit. So I remember the first one I turned up to, it was all lots of big hugs and stuff, and I remember Ross saying, welcome aboard, which is just something that really, really stuck with me. But it was loud, man. Like, it was really loud. I think I left with some serious ringing in the ears, but it was a lot of fun. And, I was just kind of tracking Neil, just watching where his fingers were going on the guitar and trying to kind of pick things up as I was going. But it just straight off the bat was just like a real nice band to be in. It was really fun and, enjoyable space and just like a real nice vibe. And we all hit off really nicely. So yeah, it was good from the get go for me.
What kind of prac pad?
What kind of practice?
The pad.
There's like a community place in Plymouth called PMC, which is kind of like a hallowed turf. We've all been there for.
We call it the mothership.
Yeah, okay. It's 20, 25 years, something like that. It's a great place.
Valuable resource. Yeah, there's nothing like having your own practice pad. I've had the same pad now going on 32 years, right up here. It used to be an army base. And I have the officer's latrine. Yeah, talk about swords From plowshares out of swords, right? It's in the Bible. We come to the end of second hour, November 15, 2017 edition of Wild Pedro Show. Special guest Neil Dan from Tripper. Hold tight for hour three. November 15, 2017. It's the third hour of the Wild Pedro Show.
We do not know how this happened.
Can take me to paradise. Then again, you can be cold as ice. I'm over my head. But it sure feels good. You can take me anytime you like. I'll be around if you think you might love me. And hold me tight. Your move is like a circus wheel. You're changing all the time. Sometimes I can't help but feel that I'm a wasting all of my time.
Fire.
this purity.
Sleep around me like a haze of gentle blue stars that they intended to keep around me, and I awoke with a soft fog of sleep around me like a haze of gentle blue stars that they intended to keep lingering into the morning. I wanted to view life gently combed through the soft filter of a slate sky above a fine pine forest, and let this protect me from being shredded upon the harsh realities of light, softening my view of the world for that day, staying in that cool place between sleepiness and wakefulness that leaves me with an utterly calm vision of the world, where life for even the tiniest instant has gently settled down to the true pace of time, ethereal and very slow. Oh, what a great perspective to carry through the rest of the day. Don't be too proud to take your last meal, my Lucille. Life studded with dream fragments in the last few stars. A place sometimes hard to move in, but easy to appreciate, gentle to know. Riding above, just above the world on an eternal wave of understanding. But even as I luxuriated in this feeling, I knew I would have to be pulled into the day with everybody else. Oh well, maybe I will try to catch it tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Pedro show. Start off the third hour with We Are Machines from the Bedroom Project. Tell us about this, Neil. This is the Tripper Drummer Man's project.
Yeah, this is Rossi's other band who Actually, John, who plays guitar in Tripper, he was a member for a while. And then he left to start Brunel, which is another track.
A band called
Brunel, named after the famous engineer, Brunel.
Isn't that Brunel? We're going to play it at the very end of the show, Neil.
Cool. Yeah, nice one. Okay. So they started about the same time as Constellation Prizefighter, who you played earlier on, who's my old band. They started about the same time, and they've been ploughing their kind of thing for on and off for all that time. Tom, who's the vocalist, he moved out to, I could be wrong,
Germany.
He was teaching out there with his wife. And they've just moved back, so they're getting more active again now. They're massively influenced by kind of the Fugazi thing. I think that's where...
What about Pile?
Pile?
Yeah, they're influenced by Pile.
Probably now, from Rossi, because Rossi's a massive fan of Pile as well.
That's good to know. So they're picking up from where they left off. Okay. Whereas you guys hung it up with Consolation Prize, they just put it on the side and have gone back to it. Okay.
I guess it's like a comfort blanket you go back to all the time. Sure. You know, it's like just as friends having a good time.
Right. You know where the piss stains are. You know which end of the blankie is more brown than the other end?
Yeah.
Okay. Over my head from Grandpa's ghost out of St. Louis, hidden rifles out of Cleveland, just the singer man. And, I got it all wrong, but most of the guys on this proj that I play bass on are from New York City. Right. And I'm sorry for fucking up last week, Wasco. Joe Brewer after that from Madison. Jack Brewer's cousin, Dream Fragments, M.B. Jones out of Pusan with I'm Programmed, his part of his ROK spy, that's Republic of Korea. And finally, the Rooftop Gambler with Yet to Feel Like I Need Somebody. Who's the Rooftop Gambler? Which member of Tripper is in that band?
That was my band.
Okay.
That was one of my old kind of musical outlets.
Is it after Consolation Prize Fighter?
Yeah, definitely. It was, it's kind of very ancestral down past Bristol, music-wise. It seems like bands, we all kind of...
we're just very past...
And if we appreciate each other's musical kind of abilities and interests and friends, we just like, you know, you want to play, so...
What does past Bristol mean? Does it mean west of Bristol?
West of Bristol, down Bristol.
Like if you're coming, if you came from London, it would be past Bristol.
Yeah, past Bristol.
Because if we were coming from Penzance, we wouldn't even get to Bristol yet. Okay.
True.
Okay. What you're saying is you got a little scene, so a lot of the same people end up playing together.
Yeah, definitely.
That's okay.
You know, it's cool.
I don't think there's any.
Rooftop Gambler was like I had that name going around my head for a long time.
What's a Rooftop Gambler?
Well, I just kind of like the image of like someone sat on a rooftop, you know, like contemplating life type thing, you know. Quite dark imagery, but then it turns out subconsciously I didn't know this. But there is a Pavement song called The Rooftop Gambler.
Oh, wow. Well, I got this image.
So he's like, wow, they've actually got a song, and I named the band called The Rooftop Gambler, but they've got a song called The Rooftop Gambler. So
I've got an image of Bobby De Niro playing a young Marlon Brando, and he's busting up the gun after shooting that Camorra cat and putting him down the fucking chimneys.
Yeah, or like just sat on there like smoking chimney, like in the dark of the night.
What can you tell me about the Once Over Twice?
The Once Over Twice was like my kind of big musical being in the band Awakening. Really, I played in like little punk bands around Plymouth, Devon kind of area, and then I got asked to join. At the time, they were called Chomsky, after Noam Chomsky.
Linguist.
And then they changed. We changed our name to Hullabaloo Boom Boom Horsepower. And then we settled on the Once Over Twice, which is an X song.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, you would definitely know. We kind of like played quite a lot of shows about town. We never really reached our full potential, I don't believe. But I think we played some really good shows. We got Darren, who is the singer, the lead singer of the Once Over Twice. He was in some bands back in the early 90s. And they were like one of the bands when Fugazi came to Exeter back in like on the repeater days. They his old band supported Fugazi, so when Fugazi came back on their last tour, they wanted to kind of round things off. So they asked the Once Over Twice to come and support them at Exeter, which was for me at the time was like wow. That's like one of my favorite
bands. No, I could tell because you've mentioned Fugazi several times in this spiel.
Yeah.
So you're all foamed up. Let's listen to the Once Over Twice.
Hoping you could join us. Thank you.
Pedro Show, last music for this edition. Nothing broke. The Once Over Twice. Neil's Busting Out Band. And then David Gerard and Cousin Silas with Echoes of Shepperton. That's out of the Boston area. FGH out of Hamburg with Making Space 2. And finally, Brunel, Less Is a Bore, which has the guitar man?
Yeah, John.
John.
Yeah.
Right, John. John was playing this Fender.
Yeah, and
it seemed like it was painted green. It looked like one of D. Boone's tellies, not a regular one, like a custom or something. And then it seemed like Dan's bass was painted green.
Yeah.
Was that on purpose?
It was all black, yeah. But John would be over the moon if he mentioned D. Boone, because he was a massive fan, so...
Yeah, well, his purple guitar was like that one, but John removed some parts, but...
Yeah.
Are they both the same color green, or Dan, yours is black?
Yes,
they're
black.
They're both black.
They're both black. Then it must have been the fucking lights, okay? Because I thought they were the most... Because it was a bitchin' green. It was like this dark
it's
green.
The cabin light. The cabin light makes the green.
Yeah. It's all that fucking key lime acid rain that's fucking foaming me up. Yeah. Look, what's the next plans for Tripper?
We're going to get ours into the fold properly. More practicing, get really tight, and then next year we want to definitely do more. Like, this year was kind of getting it all together, I reckon, and this is, like, awesome, speaking to you guys.
Yeah, massively.
So, we want to, like, get out there and do more stuff next year.
What about an album?
We've got loads more tracks.
Yeah, what about an album?
Go on.
Sorry? What about an album?
Yeah, that's the next plan. We're going to go back in the studio, I think, the new year. We've got, like, maybe four full tracks, and then we've got, like... We went in the studio earlier this year, and we did, like, loads of crazy shit, which came out sounding like The Fall.
Oh, man, that's good, man.
We're
going to,
like, take parts of that, maybe, and then we've got loads of other ideas, and then...
What's this place? Because the sounds you got on the EP are really good. Are you going to record it at the same band?
Yeah, yes. It's basically where we practice. There's a guy there called Doc, and he's been there since I think the building was
since
the foundations were put in.
Yeah.
And he's an awesome guy, and we've known him since I started playing in bands. He knows what sound we want.
And he sounds like a pirate.
Yeah, he sounds like a pirate.
Very key. Very, very key.
He points got the job.
Up the ceiling goes, car. And you know you've got the riff.
We know a little bit. Yeah, you know, San Pedro High, the school me and brother Matt graduated high school from, we're the Pirates. We're San Pedro High Pirates. And our colors are black and yellow. And right, black and gold is the name of our song.
Yeah.
Our band dresses like fucking pirates.
We're born into it.
Our motif guy, right?
Yeah,
with a knife in his fucking mouth.
Yeah, our mascot.
Our mascot. Okay. I don't know if he has a patch on his head, but he definitely has a fucking knife in his mouth.
Yeah.
Brother Matt, we tried to do this experiment with Prohibition, and Brother Matt lived right over here, this Whiskey Flats, where they used to bring in the bootleg.
Bring it in.
Right?
Yeah, so you get the tenders at nighttime.
I actually saw real life smugglers like pirates once when I was a kid. Yeah.
Right there in Plymouth?
North Devon when we was on holiday.
Okay.
I'm definitely late night walking out with the family, and it was like a secluded beach, and there's a boat coming up onto the beach with guys with torches and all kinds of shit going on.
Torches. Yeah. For those guys. Yeah, but torches for you guys are flashlights.
Flashlights, that's the one.
Remember that shit in Charlottesville with the tiki torches?
Yeah.
When we hear torches, did you know about this clown show? It was a few months ago, these clowns. I guess they got tiki torches. And they did a big march. Mr. Jefferson built a college in Virginia, you know, where he lived. And these clowns, and like, I think they were wearing Dockers and polo shirts and shit.
Rebels.
No, argument. Yeah. Look, I gotta ask you this. Any advice? Young people. You know?
In music?
Yeah, what would you give them?
Don't think that you can be the next big thing. Just be the best you can, I think.
Yeah, it's great.
In your ability.
What about you, Dan?
Oh man, that was put so elegantly. I don't know if I can top that.
You don't have to, yeah, because like
do your homework, I think, and respect your elders. You know, do a lot of reading and research and
Find inspiration. Don't just find inspiration for music; find it from the world. You know.
Yeah,
that's great stuff. I want to thank you both so much for being on the show, and I wish you great luck with the album and the new phase with the Fifth Man. Little less room in the van, but it's worth it.
Cheaper practices, cheaper rehearsals.
Oh, that's right. More tips on the fucking beers.
Tripper.
Okay, brother, man, thank you so much for your always essential.
Pleasure. Pleasure.
Good people. It's been November 15, 2017 edition of Wapra Pedro Show with our guest Dan Neal from Tripper. Everybody out there, keep your powder dry.
Yeah.